Pet Rock Radio, it's Brent Rombo. I've got a little spot here on New Music Now this week. Thank you, Katie, for giving me that. We are here with Brigitte Eve, who is the youngest performer 2 years in a row at Gussapalooza. She's performing this year. Welcome to Pet Rock Radio.
Hello, thank you very much.
Now, you've got a new EP coming out called I'm Stupid, and it drops on September 13th.
Yep.
So tell us a bit about that EP and what went into it, and yeah.
Well, I'm Stupid, a bit about it is about like school and stuff like that. I had a little story. I had a teacher at my old school, I won't name the school, but who told me that music, like pick a different career. That's not a real career. That's kind of stupid. And I've been told that I've always had a hard time in school with making friends and also with learning. I don't know. I just always had a better thing for music. My music teachers love me. And they always kind of told me that it like dumbed me down and that I felt like school was just not right for me. And I just had a hard time with it. And a lot of teachers would always tell me like, pick a better career. Music isn't a real career. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to say what you guys told me in your perspective. So I used their perspective in my song.
Okay.
And I kind of started with like guitar. I had this drum pattern and I was like, I had this guitar pattern, but I can't find words. So I did have my mom's help. She threw in a few lyrics for me and said, put this, we need a hook on this song. I was like, okay. So I kind of just, one day I was sitting down and then just all of it came out. Just all at once, just bam, on that paper. Took us a few times, though. We did change the key because my recording studio said, you can sing higher. And I was like, I don't think so. But they're like, you know what? We're going to switch the key. So we switched the key, made the solo a little bit higher in the song and everything like that. We completely recorded it. We re-listened to it and we're like, this is it. This is awesome. I like this a lot. So that's like how I'm Stupid went. It was a lot of work. That song we worked on more than any other song that we had.
And it's
but it sounds good.
It's really awesome when you're in the studio and something like that happens. You know, you bring a song in, you've got it in your head how you think it's going to sound. And then once you rework it or tweak it a bit with a producer and you're like, yes, yes, that's it. Love it when that happens.
Oh, I love it so much.
So is mom going to get a writing credit on this song then? Oh, there's an awkward pause. Okay, so we'll talk about that later.
I will give it to her. I will definitely give it to her. She's actually in two of my songs.
Okay.
She's helped me with also Fight. She's in the song. She is singing in it.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear it when it comes out. She's screaming in the background. It's pretty funny.
I love it.
But I do give 100% credit to both my parents because my dad carries around all my instruments everywhere I go. So strong man over there. And then my mom also helps definitely with writing music because sometimes that girl can't sing a note. I'm sorry, mom, I love you, but you can't sing very well. But she can definitely find hooks to songs because she is older than me. She's heard millions of songs. She knows how it works. She also knows how the industry works too with producing and all that. She helps out with a lot, especially when I'm stuck on something, writer's block. I get that sometimes. I think everyone does.
That's pretty typical. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom will come up to me and be like, I have a bunch of words. You can change it all you want. It might not sound perfect. It might not rhyme very well, but take this. She's good at poems. Very good at poems.
Okay.
So is my sister. So they are both alike with that. And they will give me lyrics and I will tweak it a bit. And then there you go.
And you've got a built-in roadie. That's awesome. Everybody wants that, right?
Oh, yeah. We need it, honestly, because after all the equipment that I have to take in to a lot of my performances, holy, like sometimes there's like 3 amps we got to get. Sometimes there's 2. Sometimes there's like 3 guitars.
Now, with your mom aside being an influence on the and your dad as an influence on the EP, who would you say are your musical influences?
Definitely, I'm going to say Joan Jett, Avril Lavigne, and Green Day because one of my songs sounds a lot like my boyfriend said, this kind of feels like a Green Day vibe. Not copying, but like you get that Green Day kind of feel.
Right.
One of my songs, I had people constantly say, it sounds like Avril Lavigne. Like, your voice has that tone of, like, Avril Lavigne, how she kind of talks in some of her songs yep. and then starts, like, really singing in it and getting into it. Sometimes I get that. But I simply love Joan Jett. I've loved her for years, since I was a kid. Her music is amazing. She started at my age, too. She yep. started around 15, 16.
That's right.
And now she's still doing it, and she said she's not retiring. She's always going to do music. She's going to do it till she dies. And I love her vibe for that, too. I'm going to stick with it, too. I'm not retiring. I'm going to do it till I die. And I just love how she sings in her songs. Her voice is so rock and so, like, almost like grunge, almost. Like, mm-hmm. has that grunge tone to it.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
So now, as an up-and-coming musician, what would you say is the best advice that someone has given you?
The best advice someone has given me is actually from my music producer and my mother. My mom has always told me not to care what people think. Some people are not going to like the song. Some people are going to love the song. And you got to, you know, like, you got to appreciate what they give you when they say they love the song. Of course, I love my fans so much. But of course, I'm going to get the haters that are going to say, oh, that sounds horrible. I don't care. You know what? They listen to my song. Thank you for that. That gives me more views. I don't care. It's all right. If you don't like my song, you don't like my song. That means you listen to it anyway. So thank you.
There you go. Exactly. So you're pulling the positive out of the negative.
I have to, honestly, because, and also someone else, I think it was my dad that told me this. He said, once you have a hater, that means you're getting up there.
I would completely agree with that. Somebody told me a long time ago that any publicity is good publicity, whether it's mm-hmm. bad or anything. I mean, you're out there and people are talking about you. I can't wait to come because we've never been to Gussapalooza. This is our first year there, and we're going to be broadcasting live all weekend. So, you know,
I remember my mom saying something like they were going to do it live, and I was like, what? That's fun.
Yeah, so while we're there, we'll have to pull you aside and do a little on-site interview, maybe after your show.
Sure, I'm like there all weekend.
You know what? You've got such a great energy with you. I'm having such a great time talking to you. You should hang out with us at Gussapalooza. Come by, you know, and maybe co-host for a bit.
And we'll,
yeah. I think that would be great. Okay, we've been talking with Brigitte Eve, who's going to be at Gussapalooza this year, and I can't wait to see you live. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.